This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
So I'd like you to know that this is a good day program. I'm Doug Steffen with J.A. Kirshner. The headlines of the day, some of them are good, some are bad, some disgusting. Shall we start with the good stuff? Let's start with the good stuff, shall we?
Let's.
The story from Spain as to how the Women's World Cup final went the way that it went. As history has been made against all odds, the background was turmoil, dysfunction, but Spain reached the pinnacle in Sydney, beating England 1-0. So after all of this, just one point. And this, how often is that the story? One point, one little thing, one word can change the history. Mm-hmm. And in this case, the reigning European.
To show how tough both teams played.
Yeah, well, they're tough ladies. It's a tough game, right? Do you watch any of it? Do you like this sort of thing?
I catch it here and there.
Yeah, I think it's interesting to watch. I like women athletes more than men. I don't know, I suppose maybe it's just my cup of tea. The English were well coached and schooled. I noticed that Prince William paid tribute to the spirit of the team. So he's posting, Prince William is posting on X these days. Is anybody taking that seriously, really? Every time I see X, it's formerly Twitter. Come on, how much of that do we have to?
Yeah, when will they stop doing the FKA part?
Yep, right.
X, yeah. And it's the same platform, it's the exact same thing.
Yeah. All right, anyway, that was the good news. The not so good news is that the captain from Spain who scored the game-winning goal after the game was over found out her father had died. That's kind of a, what a way to let, you know, you're up in that high.
Yeah.
And then you go down to that low. What a shame. That's too bad. She didn't seem like he was that old. She's not, how old, most of these girls are in their 20s, right?
Yeah, 20s, 30s.
Yeah. You think?
And so I guess her father had died before the game, but she didn't find out until
afterwards.
And there hadn't really been many details provided, but she did make a comment that without knowing it, she already had her start before the match even started.
Too bad. One of those things. On the other side of dying is living, Florida woman was found alive about a week after she disappeared from a local Walmart. She was located in a wooded area by a CVS on the same street where she disappeared. And this is kind of weird. She was reported missing. Her husband dropped her off at a hair appointment. How often does this happen? Okay, I'll come back and pick you up in 2 hours. Went back 2 hours later. Whoops, nobody's there. Don't know where she is. And it doesn't appear clear. It isn't clear to me anyway. What was going on?
The reason behind it, yeah.
It
does not appear clear to anybody right now. Mm. And I guess she was in poor condition. She was going in and out of consciousness, is seeking medical attention, and was able to reunite with her family. But, I think just the thrill and excitement of having her home, knowing she's alive and being able to be with her again, is surpassing any of the questions. But those questions will
prevail sooner or later.
Yeah.
All right, speaking of prevailing, I found myself, on Saturday night watching some television. I don't often have much time to watch a lot of TV. There are a couple shows that I really like. One of the shows over the past 6 years or so has been Billions, which is a show that's on Showtime. I happen to have found most of the major players in this very compelling, the way it was put together. Damian Lewis was the star as Axe. Axelrod ran a big capital firm. He was played very well by the Axe played very well by Damian Lewis. But in real life, his wife had been sick. He lives in London and was flying back and forth to New York every week to be in the program. And his wife got sicker and she died. And so he had two younger children and he didn't want to leave them with somebody else. So he signed off of the show. Anybody who's been watching the show, if you haven't seen it, you ought to go look it up. It's one of the more fascinating, interesting stories, the very compelling stories about people and how that whole business works, the investment business. Anyway, so he goes back to London to be with his children and does a couple of movies and stuff over there. And the show loses its he was the show. And so he goes, and they put the character actor, whose name I can never remember, he's a good character actor, but he's not a lead guy. And so the show kind of falls apart. So what they've done is reconstruct, this is not a spoiler alert, they've reconstructed the program for this year. Paul Giamatti is sort of the heavy in it, and he plays it very well, like he does most everything else that he's in. But it's a real big cast. And so the bottom line is that they have brought the show to London so that he could be in it for this final season. But it's if you haven't seen it. And the reason I brought that up is because this writer's strike and the ramifications of it and the Screen Actors Guild strike, do you realize these people, I don't even begin to understand the economics of what these people in these studios are thinking. The viewership, traditional broadcast viewership is rapidly declining and has been in the last couple of months because of the strike and the stuff that repeats here. You see the press release that's coming from the network. Well, we're really not affected by this because people are liking watching reruns and reality shows. That's bunkum. It's complete balderdash. It's crap. It isn't true. That's not true at all.
And there is a huge market for stuff like that. It's almost cult following-ish. And with so much streaming, there are so many things that are options to currently watch that have already been done that you can go through the different streaming services that you may own and watch things that you've never seen before because there's such a plethora. And this is actually almost doing a service to the streaming the streaming platforms because the more people are going towards them because the shows that they typically like to watch aren't on right now.
So what they're doing, it's also interesting. Some of the streaming shows, like Yellowstone, that started as a streaming show on Paramount Plus. Mm-hmm. Now it's going to be on CBS this fall. And I wonder if this isn't the way things may go. You bring the shows that are in streaming, because they need now this exposure and they also need product. And Billions is another example. I watched it on a conventional television network. I forget which one it was on. Let's see. What's connected to? Is Billions Showtime? I forget. I think it's CBS. Yeah, CBS. So, at any rate, it's just interesting to see how this is flickering and how you wonder what these people must be thinking.
Yeah, well, there's no residuals that they have to pay out for any of the works that are on streaming, and that's, kind of one of the issues being tackled.
AI and that.
Yeah.
Those are the two issues, yep. All right, speaking of issues, looking back at the charts for last week from Talkers Magazine, I like to take a few minutes sometimes and look and see, okay, so what's happened over the weekend or since last we spoke about this? And at number three last week was Hunter Biden and the investigation into him, and then what some are calling the stunning collapse of his plea deal. This was something, there was the president versus whomever. The federal prosecutors are after him, and they're on him, and the lawyers that work for him have quit. How much money do you think these people are all? How much money the federal government spending chasing this guy around, and how much is he spending trying to keep himself out of jail? Was it Trump's number last week was like $40 million he spent on lawyers, but he's not using his own money, he's using campaign money. Now, Hunter Biden's not running for anything. So this is coming out of the coffers, perhaps, of his ill-gained $5 million. But I can't imagine at $300, $400 an hour or more that money would last very long in terms of whether it's going to keep him out of jail. Having these good lawyers is going to keep him out of jail or not. Apparently not, because if you look at the 200 pages, Jay, of confidential correspondence between the various lawyers and the interviews with the people who are on both sides, the negotiations fell apart. Apparently, Hunter Biden wanted something and he wouldn't change his mind. And the prosecutor said, no, you got to do this. And he said, no, I'm not doing that. And so that's why it fell apart. There are lots of different pieces to this pie. But look at all the time we're spending talking about. This is a human drama. And the people who don't like Joe Biden think, see, his son's a crook, too. And the IRS is now involved in it. But the Democrats say the IRS has Republican allies. And they have brought more evidence forward. And that's one of the reasons that this thing fell apart. I don't really care. Do you? I mean, so the guy's a crook. And he needs, but we're spending, look at the attention that is coming to this. My daughter and I were talking about this last night, how it is that the political machinations of these people and the desire to politically win at all costs, whistleblowers here and there and people who want to be famous here and there, and once in a while there's a real document that really makes sense. But the rest of it's all speculation, conjecture. And even if he is, why should he be treated differently than anybody else? It just goes to show you that what the lesson is for me here is that the justice system is not fair and equal. The scales are not balanced. And if you have money and you have influence and you have power, you have control of the situation most of the time. Not always. What's his name? Madoff was an example of somebody who couldn't escape the system. But, you know, Hunter Biden's a crook. So instead of sending him to jail, they ought to put him on some public works project. As far as I can see, that would be a fitting end to this. 18 after on Good Day.
Car Pro News. Here's Laura Reynolds.
There's so much misinformation out there about hybrids and EVs. I wanted to know if you'll be buying tires more often if you own an EV or hybrid. Here's AAA's Greg Brandon with his final answer.
Hybrids, they wear tires perhaps slightly faster than a regular vehicle. They're not tremendously heavier than a regular vehicle. So tires, not so much of a major concern. Brakes, not a concern at all. Brakes on a hybrid are rarely used. The only concern that you have around brakes on a hybrid is making sure they stay lubricated, so whenever you actually need them, they'll work. So that's one of the services that are there. And then, yeah, so I don't know that it holds true for hybrids, but if you have that same conversation with battery electrics, it absolutely holds true. They do go through tires a lot more quickly, and there are, you know, some maintenance issues that you need to consider.
Check out my articles on CarPro.com. I can help you decide if a hybrid or EV is a good choice for you. With today's auto news, I'm Laura Reynolds.
Car buying sucks, but not with CarPro.com. Let's listen in.
Okay, Rick, you ready?
Yeah, hey, how about we use the theme song from Friends? You know, I'll be...
Okay, I do.
How about Lean on Me? That's what friends are for? Fine, I'll just read this. Go to CarPro.com to meet your CarPro friend today. They'll prove to you that car buying doesn't have to suck.
Wait, can we say that?
Absolutely.
CarPro.com. You now have a friend in the car buying business, and it doesn't suck, and it's free.
CarPro.com.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-215-2418, 800-215-2418, 800-215-2418.
What
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
23 after the hour. The silliest things give me pleasure. Have you noticed that, Jay, over the years?
The music is great.
Yeah, it is.
It's very pleasurable.
Right. It's always good to have a smile on your face. This will not bring a smile to your face in terms of social media items. That's what happens during this portion of every hour of the program on the Good Day Show. There's a new law in Illinois that requires parents to pay child influencers a chunk of earnings from every piece of content. This is a new law. You're going to have to pay child influencers a percentage of earnings. So I guess I'm wondering how this is applied. I guess it has to do with the child labor law. I get that. But now teenagers over the age of 18 will take legal action against their parents if they were not properly compensated. What the hell is this?
Well, there are a lot of very young people who were on social media. And yes, their parents were the ones doing a lot of this stuff. And they had a lot of stock in it as well. But unfortunately, you have some of those people who were in it for the money. They used the money all themselves. They didn't give any to the children. And this is saying that any child who is in at least 30% of a video will be entitled to something. So if there's a child who is in 100% of the video, they get at least half. Because it is the parent who sets a lot of the stuff up.
Well, you know what? My father goes to work. Your father goes to work. Did you sue your father for a portion of his earnings when you were under 18? What's the difference here?
Wait, what? I didn't follow
exactly.
That one.
If your father, if in fact you were mowing the lawn. Your father made $10,000, and you were mowing the lawn, and you're under 18. So now anybody could claim that you are deserved a portion of your parents' earnings if you were doing something that helped them in any circumstance.
The children are the ones on camera. They are the ones that are on camera, and they're the influencers. And
so I worked for my father when I was 16.
Parents don't give any of that money that is brought in.
Sorry, no sale.
What you're saying, the parent should, it doesn't go to the child immediately. It goes into a trust until they're of age. Yeah. But they're the ones that are on camera. So say a child is on camera do like unboxing toys or whatever and playing with the toys, and they become this internet sensation and they are making millions of dollars. You don't think that child is entitled to any of that money to
nope.
have that in a trust fund for later?
I do not. Nope, I don't. I think they're living under the roof of the parents, whatever the parents they
so
do.
So you're
if
okay with a parent taking advantage of a child and making money off
why
of the child?
Why are they taking,
the
how are they taking advantage? Of, how are they taking advantage of a child who's playing with some toys that they were given? To use your example, how are they being taken advantage of? I don't see that.
Their parents are putting them on camera, having their child do stuff. Maybe the child wants to go play with friends at this time, but the parent
is
like, no, you have to be on video.
Nah,
I'm giving examples.
Yeah,
but this is to protect children who are on camera from being taken advantage of.
No sale. Sorry. I'm not buying it for a second. I will make my reference to my own circumstance when I was a teenager.
What about child actors? Do you think
child
they
actors get
any
paid because they're being hired to do something by an entity?
It's the same thing. The they're being hired.
Oh, they are.
When there is money involved, these are sponsorships. Those sponsors hire them to say, hey, let's play with this toy. We're paying you to play with our toy because now this is a commercial. It's just the difference of avenue versus television or movies, film on computers.
You still haven't convinced me. Yeah, I know. I get it. I hear what you're saying. I'm going to make my own reference. When I was a teenager, my father's in the clothing business, and he used to sell a lot of clothing to some of the big, big department stores. And I'd go around to the department stores and take take stock of what was there and what was needed in terms of a refill, if you will. And I didn't get paid, didn't ask to get paid. My father had a roof over my head. I ate three times a day, and that was it. But maybe things are different from the old days. Ah, yes, the good old days. 28 past the hour.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Tropical Storm Hillary is bringing potentially more flooding across parts of the Southwest today. At last check, the National Hurricane Center clocked Hillary's maximum sustained winds at 40 miles per hour. More than 1,000 flights were canceled yesterday and over 5,000 delayed, many because of this storm. As of last count, more than 200 are already canceled for Monday, with over 250 delayed. Airlines have issued waivers for people who need to change their flights because of the storm. People who booked flights to and from several airports on certain dates are allowed to change their tickets without fees. The exact details do vary by airline, but include airports from Burbank and Los Angeles to Santa Barbara and San Diego. It is National Senior Citizens Day. Give them a call. You know it'll make them happy. We are USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Good day.
Hope you're having a good day.
Good day.
Your thoughts matter. Voice your opinion at 855-999-DOUG. That's 855-999-3684.
Now 34 at the hour, Doug Steffen in the summertime on the radio and streaming here, there, and everywhere at gooddayshow.com. Yeah, you can be, we can be heard on the moon. Do you know that? You can be heard as far as the signal goes on a clear day when the sun is warming up the sky and the sky's blue. You can send out radio signals and who knows where I'm looking. If we can send signals out to that Webb telescope that's a million miles away, and it changes direction in 3 seconds, you know that we can be heard here, there, and I want to get our audio into a space capsule and send it. Hopefully we won't send it with the Russians. Though the Russian space, the Russian trip to the moon crashed on the moon. You heard that, right?
I didn't. Was this recent?
Well, the Russians decided that they needed to spend some money on something beside the war against Ukraine. So they put together a launch vehicle and sent a rocket ship to the moon. Didn't quite go the way they wanted it to, though. It didn't get into orbit somehow or other. It fell out of, if it ever did get into an orbit, it fell out of it. And it crashed into the surface of the moon. So one wonders if there are people in the moon, on the moon, you know, the old smile. You can, what's the old thing about the moon being made out of cheese or whatever? That's
wasn't that like a Kraft Singles commercial or something?
Yeah, right. Well, it went back to an old story. Anyway, so the Russian Luna 25 mission fell apart. So now the this is the next bit of space news is from the Indian Space Agency. Today releasing images of a spacecraft that the spacecraft, in fact, took from the far side of the moon. They're going to try to attempt a lunar landing on the south pole of the moon, which is where the Russian crashed, the Russian space vehicle crashed. So why is everybody trying to get to the moon? What is that? And again, the Indians have a real problem in their country. There's so many people that are starving, so they got money to spend on a mission to the moon. What are the priorities here? They're trying to be a world power, so they let millions of people every year die from malnutrition, and yet they can put the money into a rocket ship. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'd be making a ruckus about it if I were in India, but I'm not, so I guess it is what it is. They want to be considered a world power. The prime minister says they want to spur investment there. They want to compete with the Chinese. They want to compete with the Americans. They want to compete on the world stage. The other thing they're competing in is the ridiculous reality of the average Indian family having 6 to 8 children and them not being able to take care of the Indian population is growing bigger than the Chinese. Who's going to feed these people? They don't have jobs. They have nothing. So they're coming to this country. There's a development that I find very interesting because the Indians are very good in general. I'm making a general statement about how good they are when it comes to technology. And a lot of the tech firms around where I am, the so-called Eastern Tech Board, the Eastern Silicon Valley is what they call Route 128 here in Massachusetts. It has, is up and down the highway, all of these major, these companies that are involved in technology. So the Indians are coming. There's a development in a town a little bit west of me called Westboro, and they built 600 units in this particular it was an old landscaping yard, and they took a couple hundred acres and they built 600 houses on it, and it's become a sort of like a little India. The people who are living there. I was talking to the developer the other night, and he said that 45% of the people that live in this development are native Indians. Are we beyond the fact that we don't call Indians in our country Indians anymore? The whole that we don't call them that because they aren't. That is the whole fallacy. And look at how long it stuck around. This is just an aside. I'm going to go down a different street for a minute.
Okay.
When Columbus got here, he referred to the natives as Indians because he thought he'd landed in India. His trip, he was on his way to India to establish trade routes for the Spanish. And so instead of going the way he should have gone, which would have been around basically taking a right, he took a left. And they went across the Atlantic Ocean and ended up in what he thought was India, but of course it was America. So they didn't know it was America. It wasn't called America at the time. It was called nothing because nobody knew it existed. It had natives on the land, and that's who he met. Excuse me. And so from that point to, through most of the mid-20th century, we referred to the natives in America as Indians. which, of course, they weren't and aren't. So then we went to calling them natives, Native Americans, indigenous people, whatever it is.
And more Native American has been kind of falling out. And Native people tend to, when you ask, they prefer to be called by specific tribal names. But according to a lot, they also prefer American Indian, that's okay, and indigenous American, that's still okay. And this is kind of on topic, but also a little off topic. I saw this video recently that was this white guy who was dressed in different kind of outfits. Like, one was almost like portraying somebody from Mexico, and one was somebody who was French, and just different things. One was an American Indian, and he goes around and he's asking people if his outfit is offensive, and he's asking people who are not part of the demographic as how he is dressed. And 100% of the people he went to said, yes, that is offensive. You are adding to appropriation, you don't know about that culture, all of this stuff. Pretty much everyone he asked if his outfit was offensive said, yes, it's an offensive outfit. He goes to somebody who's actually from Mexico. He goes to somebody who is from other areas. And everybody who he approached, who he was dressed as, they said they loved his outfit. They thought it was great. They felt honored. And it's one of those things of, are we, yes, there is truth to being offended by things, but are people getting offended for other people when those people themselves are not truly even offended? Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does, and it happens a whole lot. People need to mind their own business, frankly. If somebody who is a native or whatever it is, whatever the issue is, if the people to whom the discussion applies are not bothered by it, why should you be bothered by it? That's basically your question, I think, right? Bottom line. That's me. The world. Excuse me, I'm having my Monday allergy attack. Speaking of attack, woman in California dead. She got into a dispute with someone over a pride flag that she displayed outside of her shop. Wow. This is the Twin Peaks area of San Bernardino County. This individual was shot at the clothing store she ran in Cedar Glen. The police arrived. The woman was not dead yet, but she died. And this was all about, I mean, think about this. This is near Lake Arrowhead, for those of you who may know where that is. She was defending her pride flag in front of the store. Mm-hmm. What kind of, where are we?
Yeah.
That we have gotten to this point that you don't like a flag, so you're going to get out a gun and shoot the person? I hope this person who did the shooting not only is apprehended.
Oh, he's dead. They were able to find him. There was a situation and police, fortunately none of them were injured. But yes, an argument that started over her, the pride flag that was at her store, her clothing store. And now this woman leaves behind a husband and 9 children because somebody didn't like a flag.
What is the matter? Number 5 last week on the countdown was crime, and the crime problem, which is a reflection on all of us, frankly. It is. It's a reflection on pretty much everybody. How we're allowing the misuse of guns or other weaponry. The laws are so lax, especially in California, where you, even if you kill somebody, you don't really suffer the consequences the way that you ought to. The guy got what he deserved. Frankly, you shoot somebody, you deserve the same punishment. So was it Idaho that brought back the firing squad? Because there was a referendum made, Idaho?
I thought it was one of the Carolinas. I could be wrong, but it was one of those things where they brought it back because they're letting the inmates choose how they want to die, if it's lethal injection or what. And somebody wanted death by firing squad, and they went through and decided to bring that back as an option.
Help yourself. Speaking of prisons, over the weekend, a nightmare lockdown at a prison in Wisconsin. Ugh. Prisoners were locked in their cells for days on end. And there was, they're pooping everywhere. The birds had moved in to this jail dropping their poop on food trays that the inmates were supposed to be eating. And so the prisoners apparently, they couldn't get access even to toilet paper and things like that. So this is the Waupun Correctional Institute. It's a maximum security prison in Wisconsin. So now they've been confined to their cells. But this has been going on for 4 months. The prison officials locked down the facility. No programs have been run. No services have been run. Apparently, somehow or the word got out. And there are a couple of New York Times articles about this. This has been going on since March, where the prisoners have been forced to eat meals in their cells. No visitors. And the reason was that the warden apparently was concerned about the way some of the prisoners were acting. Okay, so some of the prisoners aren't all the prisoners. And if you're, there are 284 full-time prisoners there. And there are not enough people to take care of those who are there. So they decided they just lock them down and let the chips fall where they may. So because there's a 40% vacancy rate in people working there, think about it. Would you like to work in a prison, a maximum security prison? I get that nobody wants to do it, what are we doing here? And the most violent prisoners should be in jail. If you're not a violent offender and you've done something that's a white-collar crime, you should not be in jail.
Yeah.
You should be out doing something.
Well, and a lot of times, criminals that are lesser criminals learn other trades by being in prison.
Being in prison, exactly. Right. So, anyway, it looks like they've got a problem in Wisconsin. You wonder where else there may be problems like that. 48 after the hour here on Good Day. Let's welcome Elizabeth Miller, who's here from Calitrin, to talk to you about how to lose weight. Some people want to lose weight quickly.
It is not a quick fix product. There are no drugs. There's no stimulants. There's nothing in it is going to make you feel like I'm going to lose this weight quickly. It's going to take some time for it to get into your system and work. Now, within the first couple of days to weeks of taking the product, you're going to be sleeping better. That's the first thing everybody says is, wow, I cannot believe how good I'm sleeping.
What's the deal at the moment is we're in the lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer?
We've got the Dog Days of Summer sale going on. So it's discounts on every single month of Calitrin. So whether you need to lose 5 pounds or 135 pounds, it's at toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS.com. Or call us toll free 1-833-TOPLOSS.
And when you check out, use the discount code Doug, D-O-U-G, and you get free shipping. You'll find that at toploss.com. Elizabeth Miller here from Calitrin. Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas 2 nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And 2 nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours, no questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be...
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Now, 53 after the hour, I'm Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner. Normally, Tom Kreitler is here, but the last few months, he's not been here a number of times because his mother is in tough shape and he's taking care of her, and sometimes it's tougher, you know, taking, if you're a caregiver for one of your parents and they have a bad day, you need to opt out because that's the most important thing. So with him being absent, I'm left to my own devices here, Jay, and that means time to talk about food, farm, and family.
Yes.
Actually, I was thinking about what it is that makes me tick, and the farm certainly is an important adjunct to whatever in my life is meaningful, because it is. I spend a lot of time at it. I love it. I love being around the animals, love the people that work with me. And I think it's partially because, the reason it's happening is because I wanted it to happen. I don't know as I visualized, although I'm a great believer in visualization, because I think that it returns threefold. It's kind of like compound interest on a savings account. You get back more than you put into it. Certainly that's been the case with me. I've had hard times on the farm for sure, but it's certainly given me good health. It's helped to stimulate my mind. As this radio program does, so I just am very thankful for the fact that I have the ability to do a lot of things, even though it's frustrating. You hear me talking about the weather here. It's been a lousy year for farmers with the freeze, frost, and flood problems that we've had, sort of the trifecta hitting a wide variety of farms here in the Northeast. Floods certainly are impactful. We had a frost that killed all of the fruit. We have no native fruit. Other, we have apples. We don't have any peaches. We don't have any of the plums, the normal things that we would have. So tell me whether you think this is a good idea or not. The United States Department of Agriculture has invested $7 million in urban agriculture because they think that there's innovation there that can be found. And I kind of agree with them.
Yeah.
Actually, because in the case of the, well, the floods couldn't have been helped, but the freeze, cities are warmer than the country. the air, the heat in a city stays there longer than would be the case if you're out in the country. So the theory is that a lot of the things that were hurt by the frost, we had a frost in May here, that knocked off a lot of things that normally we would be enjoying right now. As you get into the end of August, into September, those things are all gone. And so is there an urban farming policy that could be enacted that would help in fruit production? That's really what they're doing here. And I, you know, people say, oh, that's a lot of money. Well, there are a lot of things that we throw money at. I'd rather throw money at this than sending money to the military-industrial complex.
Yeah.
So if you're going to be spending money, let's spend it on that. Because, again, the impact, wide variety of farms and crops here were deeply affected. Just like out in the Midwest, the drought in Iowa is affecting people. The flooding in many places, not only here in the Northeast, but around the country. We're going to have a very expensive, the cost of food, the prices of food is still going up, and it will, and please don't blame the farmer for this. You as a consumer are experiencing increasing sticker shock every time you go to a grocery store, or even if you go to the farm. This time of year, many people, hopefully most people, if you have a local produce guy, or maybe you got the dairy handy by, you're buying your stuff directly from the farm. But if you look at the consumer price index this past month, it's gone off 0.1 of a point since December. But most of the year, the prices have gone up, and they've gone up a point or two every month. So that's why you look at the restaurants. I took some friends out to dinner on Saturday night, and the average take for each person was $60 for a meal. $60. And I could have had the same meal last year. It seems I went to the same restaurant. I don't know if it's true. It feels like it's 20% less than it was last year than it is this year.
Yeah, I think it is. I think it is definitely going up. But also, on the farms, their costs are going up, so they have to.
Of course they are.
But at the same time, when there are some places that we have felt, like there's this one juice and smoothie place that we really like, and the cost of some of these items are going up, but they're not increasing the menu prices. Instead, they're just skimping on the ingredients, and it's like, if I want ginger in something, I'm willing to pay extra. Just raise the prices of your menu to give me the same quality products.
Yes, exactly. All right, this Food Farm Family Report brought to you by the folks at 541 Travel, who invites you to get 2 free nights in Las Vegas. Call 800-419-DUG right now, 800-419-3684, and enjoy.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.